Told Fran, congratulations. That was a very good win for them, I would think. Maybe it's not that good a win the way we played, but they made plays. They made plays. We've got a four-point lead, I think, 47-43, and Adam Woodbury makes three baskets in a row. We get it to 51-51, and Marcus misses a shot, and then we miss twice in a row from 6 inches. And then we go down and foul them, and they make the first free throw and miss the second. And we have two guys over there supposed to be boxing out, and we let him get the rebound, and we foul him. He makes two free throws. So they go up three, and we get it back at 55, and we miss a layup at that time. They were just so much more aggressive and going after the ball on the offensive boards. It's very frustrating. They had one offensive rebound in the first half, had 16 in the second half. But again, they made plays. Adam made a couple of big shots. They made their free throws. 21 out of 24 from the line is one of the things we talked about, was playing defense without fouling. And I just got to congratulate them. I'm not very pleased right now, to say the least.
Did you like the majority of your work offensively?
No, not at all. Not at all. We can't just be a jump shooting team, guys standing around and not moving inside and run a set play one time, a guy didn't, goes the wrong direction. So I said, why should I play you? But we got to get guys who are supposed to be good basketball players, got to play on game night.
Yeah.
It's they wanted it more than we did. That's a sorry thing to say. It's a sad thing to say, but can't give up 12 points on offensive rebounds, 16 offensive rebounds in the second half. And, you know, again, we still had opportunities, and we missed some opportunities. Even at the end, you know, we're trying to get two guys to go screen for Marcus, and both of them start and stop. It was almost like a comedy, except it wasn't very funny to me. Pissed off. I don't know how to fix it. I mean, if I'm 6 inches away, I'm going to make the dadgum basket. That's how I'd fix it. I'd make the dadgum basket.
Roy, you got the ribbon on. How tough was it for you tonight to be out there after yesterday?
Luke, that's a tough question. It was tough. There's no question. It's been a hard time, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't play. I got to do a better job coaching, but guy's one of my best friends in my entire life. Shows that basketball is not really that important. A lot of times it's important to me and my guys in the locker room right now, but Ted Seagroves was one of those wonderful, wonderful human beings. I would say that he was – more people really knew Ted Seagrove than they do Roy Williams or Larry Fedora. And he didn't get quite the publicity that we get. But I've got to do a better job coaching my team. Life hands you a lot of things that you got to be able to handle. This is something that Roy Williams has got to handle. I appreciate you asking, too.
How much can you coach toughness?
We'll find out. If you've got a phone, call somebody and tell them to quit freaking calling you. Got enough time trying to coach a team and without
coach
worrying about it.
Kind of trivial, but why did you switch
I don't like to get involved in all these things, changing uniforms and shoes, but it's the world we live in. College athletics, every day we've got to do something to make 13 cents. And I despise it from the bottom of my soul. And I said, I'll wear a green tie. And it's a wonderful cause. God almighty, we recycle so much more. I got 10 tons of recycling every week and three ounces of garbage. But I just get tired of that stuff. I want to be a basketball coach. But we got to make 13 cents so we can have 28 sports here at this university. And it's hard. But I changed ties at halftime because I didn't like the way we played. And we played a little better the second half and then quit playing the last 5 minutes. But Keith Langford, that played for me at Kansas, changed shoes at halftime. If he didn't play well in the first half, and he always thought it was better for him. So I thought I'd try what Keith tried. It had nothing to do with the game. It's just Roy Williams being stupid.
Coach, to follow up on Andrew's question,
Have you had success coaching toughness before? You've been coaching for a while.
Yeah, I've been coaching for a while. It's right. It seems like tonight was about 15 years worth. You just got to get guys that want to compete, and, you know, you take guys in, put guys in, and other guys sit down. Now, that's one way to teach it, but it didn't do very well tonight because we sat a lot of guys on the bench because they weren't being productive. But it's got to be a continual thing. I mean, you got two guys boxing out one guy on a free throw, and that guy beats the two guys boxing out on a free throw. So at some point you got to decide how important it is to you, and that's something that I can't do. I know how important it is to me, but some other people got to make their decisions too.
How much with the offensive putbacks, and Bryce in particular, struggling putting the ball back? How much of that is an element?
Well, I don't know. That's Bryce is 1 for 7. You know, you just got to jump up and make. You know, guys, we're talking about 6-inch putts. You got to focus and make the daggum thing. You know, it's you got to. If I knew all those things that go on inside a young man's brain, we never would have lost. Never. I've said this before. I majored in physical education here because I thought that's what you're supposed to major in as a coach. If I had it to do over again, I'd major in psychology. I'd probably be a better coach. I may not know how many lockers you need to have, but. May not be able to coach gymnastics or teach somebody how to do a forward roll or what an epee is in fencing, but I think I'd be better off if I could figure out how to get a guy to make one from 6 inches and that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.